Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as we discuss the end of the regular season. The postseason is looming in less than a week. The Dutch will be wrestling at the new Class 2A state qualifier. First of all, last time you and I talked was over winter break, so it's only been about 2 or 3 weeks since we last caught up here on the air, and a lot that's been packed in. You had a homestand with 3 straight meets at home, 2 duels, and a tournament. You've had a lot of growth in different tournaments you've gone to, seen just about every corner of the state represented at the meets you've been at. Your thoughts about the 2025 portion of the calendar and how it's quickly led here to the state qualifier coming up next week?
Yeah, it's been another fun season, and our girls are doing a great job of working hard in the room and really pushing things on the mat when we get to competition, so it's been great that way. You're right that we're seeing anybody and everybody from all over, and it's kind of fun. It's weird, though, looking at the schedule for tomorrow's tournament and what teams are going to be there, how many of those teams we haven't seen that were this point of the season and been everywhere we've been and still have not a lot of common opponents that we've seen yet tomorrow. So kind of fun to keep seeing those new opponents. But yeah, it's been a fun stretch post break. It's been just kind of a sprint. Seems like we're competing every other day, but it's fun. Keeps it fresh.
Well, and you went, I think, almost 3 weeks without competition, or close to four. Because of the break in between. What have you noticed in terms of jump overall? Because, again, when we talked back at the beginning of the season, a very young team, a very new team in the sense of wrestling, even one of your two seniors new to the sport. What have you seen in terms of growth and leaps overall, especially considering we are to that point now where your freshmen are essentially sophomores and they've seen 20, 30 matches in some cases?
Yeah, it's been fun having that young group that we started with, because then you do get to see more of the growth, or the more obvious signs of growth, I guess. And when you get somebody, like you alluded to with Bree, a first-year wrestler that's a senior, who comes in with such a great work ethic and attitude and asking questions and just picking people's brains and getting to see how much she's grown. And she's going toe-to-toe now with some really tough opponents in the state. So it's been fun to see all of that develop. Again, I think I referenced it before, but having our middle school program established now and getting freshmen that have come in with at least a year of experience, knowing basics, the amount of growth we can then do from that foundation that's been built. It's been fun to see kind of that next level, those next big steps being taken, and getting more people in our lineup with records that are above 500 and getting kind of a full squad.
Well, and when we talked about the loss of some of your seniors last year and just how spectacular they were ranked, you know, in many cases and rated in state qualifying, one of the challenges was going to be, you know, this year maybe not having the newness of breaking some school records or getting to new heights, but you've done that several times. We had your first tournament win pre-winter break, and since then many individuals are starting to knock on the door of some pretty high marks from some pretty remarkable athletes who have since graduated from the program. How exciting has that been, knowing that this group has risen to the occasion for the most part and has done the job of filling the shoes of some remarkable seniors and others who departed, including a Serenity Turner who you're wrestling against now?
Yeah, it's been so much fun seeing some of those numbers pile up. And you have people like Emily and Elaine and Serenity and everybody that they set some lofty numbers. They were literally some of the best in the state. And so to get some of those numbers that are starting to be knocked off is quite the feat. I don't think I'm going to list them because I know I would leave some of them out. But this last week or two, we've had a lot of those season records fall and some of the career numbers fall. Some of the career numbers that have fallen, people still have a year left to keep tacking on those. And so we've just talked about, like, the mark is yours. Now go make it unreachable. Go make it a high, lofty thing for somebody else to aspire to and drive that next generation or the next group of people that come in. But yeah, coming in, it was like, well, we had girls set a lot of records for our program and really, really high marks. And so we weren't sure how many of those records we'd see so soon, but it's been a fun little boost here.
Here with Pella Girls head wrestling coach Adam Hale, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we talk about the looming postseason. One more tournament to go against Colfax Mingo when this airs later today, and then off to state qualifying coming up on the following Friday. Let's go ahead and take a look at that homestand in particular before we talk about the future. Maybe not the most fun that you could have had spreading out some of your home meets over the course of a year, but 1 week where your girls got to wrestle in front of a home crowd. I was there on the Tuesday quad. The home tournament had a lot of different schools and diversity in it. You got to share a meet with the boys, which I know was fun a season ago as well. I'm sure the girls appreciated having all that time at home, but I'm guessing in hindsight you wish it maybe was just a little more spread out.
you know, like it's always nice to have the home meets, and having some sprinkled through would be nice. But if you look at how our season wrapped up, we had three home meets. We had an away meet in Eddyville. We've got a tournament in Colfax. Like, we're staying really close to home, and it's kind of a nice way to end the season too, that we aren't spending a bunch of time in vans and cooped up and everything. It's just, we show up, we wrestle, roll up the mats, and then we get to go home. So it's actually been kind of a nice way to end the run, and especially with how busy we've been with competition, to take the travel component out of it. I've actually really liked it.
Well, and that leads us to the final meet for many girls of the season coming up on January 31st. You'll be at South Tama High School. So for those who don't know, girls wrestling split into two classes this year. So Pella is a 2A school. There are several 1A schools that you got to compete against last year that you won't this year at a state qualifier. That has changed some of the formatting around a little bit as well. Let our listeners know about the site, first of all, at South Tama, some of the different schools that you'll get to see, and what you anticipate, considering probably maybe a more stiff entry to get into state than last year. Last year you had a really tough site, but this maybe gets even tougher.
Yeah, it's definitely different with the split into classes. So last year everybody was one class, and we went to what they called super regionals, which had, like, I don't know, 27 teams at every site, and the top four wrestlers would advance. And so there were 32 state qualifiers in every bracket. This year they split to two classes, and then every 2A site is going to have eight teams there, and then the top two girls from every weight at each district will end up making state. So there'll be 16 per weight class per 1A, 2A. So still 32 qualifiers overall, but that's split across the 1A, 2A. So definitely different. It does make it seem a little more daunting that you've got to be number one or number two there, but then when you break it down a little bit more, the ratio, especially for 2A, isn't so bad. But yeah, we go to South Tama. We've got eight teams there, including us. South Tama, Southeast Polk, probably being the top of the group there. And we've got a lot of other teams that are solid, that fill a lot of weights in the lineup. So it should be a pretty good tournament, pretty decent site for us. I think we've got a good shot to get a few people through, depending how brackets fall and how we wrestle. So it should be another fun day.
Well, and, you know, last year, again, you came in with some pretty highly ranked wrestlers, so there were some big expectations coming in, and not that there aren't expectations now, but they might be different. How do you approach with your girls, you know, especially that mentality of maybe being more of an underdog going into a site as opposed to having some favorite status behind them? And how exciting is that, knowing that maybe some opponents may, I don't know if overlook's the right word, but certainly may not know as much about your group because you don't have a number one or two wrestler? Sure, you love to have those on your roster, but your girls may be coming in unknown is not necessarily the worst thing.
Yeah, we try to manage expectations by keeping our expectations the same from start to finish. So it's always just go out and wrestle as hard as you possibly can, stay positive towards you and the people around you, and work on applying the things that we've been working on in the room. And we talk a lot about compete as if you expect to win. Not that we're dead set on winning or it's the end of the world if we lose, but you compete with that mindset that that you're expecting to win, that you're giving yourself a chance with your mindset. And then we also talk about in wrestling, you're only ever one move away from a win. And so it doesn't matter who's on the other side of that line. You go out expecting to win, competing with the intent to win, and just giving it your best effort. And when you wrestle hard, good things happen. So we really try to take the emphasis off of end result and just focus it all into effort and mindset. And that's, I think our program and our coaches do a really good job of keeping the focus on that.
That's head coach of the Pella girls wrestling team, Adam Hale, previewing the upcoming postseason. One more meet later today when this airs against Colfax Mingo at a tournament format, and then the regional qualifier coming up Friday at South Tama. Coach, always appreciate your time. Hopefully we have a lot more to talk about after January 31st.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew.